Hello and welcome to another edition of the number one podcast that gives you the best football inside of sports. The number one podcast that gives you the best analysis and match review you can never get anywhere else aside from Splash Football Podcast. I'm the Sport CPU and I'm your host on today's edition of the show. And what a game day it was over the weekend. Manchester City, they were not able to escape this one at all as Brentford. Ivan Toney, he wasn't on the World Cup list for England, but in this game day, he showed that he deserves to be on Gareth Southgate's World Cup list because he was the one who got the two goals that further put the stroke on Manchester City's hope of retaining his title this season, because now they are 5 points lagging behind Arsenal, who are currently top on the Premier League table. They lost by 2-1 even at their own home ground. What a result we saw, really surprising, not the kind of results any almost lot of person didn't quite expect City to lose to Brentford. Now, for the best review, analysis and in-depth thought on all the action that happened in this game, as City and Erling Haaland was not even able to get on the score sheet, is what me, myself, the Sport CPU, and of course the man who knows how to talk sport lyrically, I'm talking about no other person than Bate Baina Ayalo. He's also popularly called Pop Sonity. He also joins me once again as we talk sports on today's edition of the show. Bate, good evening to you and welcome to Splash Football Podcast.
Good day, Dominic Victor. Good day to all the listeners, the fans of this great podcast. It's another time to talk sports on this podcast, and I'm so delighted, so happy to be part of this great episode.
Of course, whenever you have the likes of Bate Personality and you have the likes of myself, Dominic Victor, you certainly know that you only get nothing less than the best on each edition we give you as we talk sport on Splash Football Podcast. Well, let's dive right straight into the match actions and reaction after the highlights. Myself and Bate will be here with you to drive you through all that happened on the day. Manchester City versus Brentford, here is the highlights.
De Bruyne gets it back again a second time. City still trying to get the right ball in. Haaland, oh, it's just above the head of Gundogan. Another good move, another nearly moment. Me has won the first ball. Tony's won the second ball. And City trail, 16th minute. De Bruyne has gone all the way through. And Foden! Stoppage time at the end of the first half, and a brilliant strike from Foden, and City are level at last, and the timing could not be better. Terrific goal from Foden. And City stretch a little bit here, as they've been a couple of times already, and Laporte got there just before Tony. Another City corner, double figures the corner count. De Bruyne's got to get to it, he doesn't. And look at this, Brentford have 2, 3, 4 rampaging forward. City trying to get back. De Silva, Haaland's now got back defending. But Tony may have sunk City right at the end. Brentford in front, sensation. It's just not happened. It's been one of those days. And for the dejection and the despair on the faces of the City players, it's in marked contrast to the delirium on the faces of those in red and white. City have lost at home.
And that was the match highlights, as Manchester City conceded 2 goals in the hand of Brentford. Oh, I would say Premier League is the best league in the world, because a small team who knows how to put up the big surprises against the big sides, not what most persons would expect, because ordinarily you expect City with the likes of Erling Braut and the likes of Phil Foden, the likes of, you know, the likes of the star-squaded squad they have at City. I'm trying to figure out the names of key players at the moment, but trust me, Kevin De Bruyne is also there for City. They have a world-class goalkeeper in the likes in the man of Ederson, who has kept fantastic record in back of goal for City. They also have likes of John Stones. It's that studded squad, any day, anytime. You want to place in comparison with Brentford, who ordinarily you overlook as a mini, as a small side, who don't really have the quality going up against Manchester City. But come on, in this game, they showed that they fully, really, you know, needed all 3 points. They well deserved 3 points for them, and further reduce City's hope of retaining the Premier League title this season. Because it was Ivan Toney who scored the 2 goals for Brentford, as they were able to see this one through. I mean, Brentford, they went to Manchester City with a game plan. From the very start of the game, they demonstrated that bravery can be rewarded at City, not even needing any real slice of good fortune to deliver another outstanding victory for manager Thomas Frank, because he took a game plan, he took the game to City, and come on, they definitely got the results on the day. Brentford may have caught City on an off day, but Thomas Frank produced a game plan that kept Erling Braut Haaland, who just knows how to score goals for fun. He was quiet almost all through this game, because he wasn't even on the scorecard. He didn't get any goal in this game. He was quiet for once, and even as they kept Erling Haaland quiet, they also posed a constant threat that eventually brought the dramatic late winner. Because the scenes after the final whistle was blown was absolutely beautiful to behold, because the fans of Brentford, they were really celebrating and jubilating. They were in celebration mode. I mean, they could have given Thanksgiving on Sunday, because against all the odds, they did it against Manchester City. It was Phil Foden who looked to have given City a lifeline in the game. He scored the equalizer, but equalizer or no equalizer, Brentford, they really held up their own, and come on, fully deserving for Brentford. I don't know why I keep saying Brighton or Vibram, because maybe they have BB, but I'm talking about Brentford, by the way. This time around, City had no escape. They had no way of escaping, because the last match against Fulham, they were able to escape that one with the stoppage time penalty from Haaland. But in this game against Brentford, they made sure that they considered no penalty at all. They made sure that Manchester City were kept at bay, and they really pressed high and flying against City. Well, big result and huge result for them, as Brentford, they did it against Manchester City. Now, Barty Barinayalo, you saw this game and all that transpired on the day. Come on, share with me your match thoughts, your analysis and review of everything you saw in the game, as Manchester City are looking way behind Arsenal with 5 points now. Can they really do this, Barty? Your match thought on the game, Brentford versus Manchester City, Barty.
Manchester City versus Brentford. It was an exciting and entertaining game over the weekend. Brentford defeated Manchester City by 2-1. Ivan Toney was the man of the game. He scored in the 16th and the 98th minute to ensure that the Bees left the Etihad Stadium with all maximum 3 points. Phil Foden scored on the 45th minute, but that consolation goal was not enough for Pep Guardiola's men to go home with a maximum 3 points. This is the second time Manchester City is losing a game in the Premier League. The first game they lost was against Liverpool. That game ended 1-0 in favor of the Red at Anfield. Well, let's look at the statistic of that game. Manchester City got 29 shots, 6 on target, 75% of the ball possession, and 10 corners, compared to Brentford, who got just 10 shots, 8 on target, 25% of the ball possession, and just 2 corners. Well, but one thing was that Thomas Frank's boys was able to utilize the chances they got in the game. That was why, for me, they were able to get all maximum 3 points at the Etihad Stadium. It's a sad one that Ivan Toney will not be part of Gary Southgate's squad to the World Cup. But for me, I think this guy deserved to be in that squad because look at the game. He was everywhere on the field of play. Brentford are currently 10th on the table. They've played 15 games, won 4, drew 7, lost just 4 games, and they have 19 points so far. Now, if you look at the games that Brentford has, you know, won this season, they defeated Man U by 4-0, defeated Leeds United by 5-2, and defeated Brighton and Hove Albion by 2-0. Coupled with this game we are talking about, that they defeated almighty Manchester City by 2-1. Manchester City, on the other hand, they played 14 games, you know, won 12, drew 2, lost just 2. Now, if you look at the games that Manchester City have drew this season, they drew against Newcastle United. That game ended 3-3. That was on August 21st. And 1-1 against Aston Villa. That was on Saturday, September 3. Thomas Frank's men are actually doing well, because if you look at since Thomas Frank, you know, got promoted with this team from the Championship, he has made sure that this team remain in the Premier League. And one thing, if you want to remain in the Premier League, you will make sure that you get points from the big boys. Not only getting points from the big boys, you will also make sure, you try your best to make sure that you get a maximum 3 points from the big boys. And that's what Thomas Frank has been doing since he got promoted. He managed this Brentford side from the Championship, and they got promoted to the Premier League. So I think this game was an entertaining game, and you know, Brentford did absolutely fantastic. They were playing that game as if their life depended on it, as if it was a cup game. That's how you have to do it if you want to remain in the Premier League. And I bet you see that this side that has been tutored by Thomas Frank will remain in the Premier League at the end of the 2022-2023 season. It was an entertaining game. Kudos to Thomas Frank and his boys for, you know, handing over a defeat to Pep Guardiola and his boys. Arsenal fans will be glam, will be happy right now, because right now Manchester City are second on the log and they are 5 points behind Arsenal, who are top on the table right now with 37 points. What a way to, you know, go into the World Cup with a win for Thomas Frank and his boy. Well, Thomas Frank will not be tutoring, will not be in charge of anything that will be going to the World Cup, but it's a good one to, you know, have the break of the Premier League going into that the World Cup is going to start. It's a fantastic game for me. Dominic Victor, anytime, any day, I'm so delighted to be part of this wonderful podcast.
But I totally agree with you on this one, because in the Premier League, as competitive and highly, highly entertaining as it is, small teams need to get at least a point from the bigger boys if you're not getting all maximum 3 points. And Brighton and Hove Albion, they're really, really needing to beginning to show us that they have what it takes to remain in this league or even possibly play in the Europa League come next season. Now, this game, City have lost this game going to the World Cup. How many matches before the return? The question around this match revolves around the fact that when they come back from the World Cup, will they be able to still keep up this fine, fantastic form that we've known City to be? Because Arsenal are topping them by 5 points on the Premier League table. Do they actually have what it takes to nick this one down and actually take over the top spot from Arsenal? Well, only time will tell. And of course, this game happens to be the last Premier League match before the start of the World Cup, which actually starts in a few days' time from now. And trust me, we here at Splash Football Podcast, we're fully set and prepared to give you all of the matches as they are going to happen. Even in the most interesting and common world tournament you could ever see, different countries of the world coming together to play football. This is Splash Football Podcast, and of course, I'm here to take you through all of the action that will happen in the World Cup world. It is at this junction I will say a river decade to you and sincerely appreciate you and thanking you as well, Bate, as well, for coming through on this one and for also sharing with me your master. And as well, you listening to me right now, you're the real MVP. Till I meet you again on our next edition of the show, which happens to be the World Cup analysis here at Splash Football Podcast. Please don't miss that for anything. In case you haven't subscribed to all our social media handles, or you have not subscribed to this podcast or follow us wherever you're getting your podcast from, come on, what are you doing? Head on to Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Our handles is at Splash F Podcast on socials. Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Our handles is at Splash F Podcast. And follow this podcast wherever you get your podcast from. We'll be really pleased to read your responses on the other side of socials. Now, till I meet you once again in our next edition of the show, it's a wrap. Don't hurt yourself. A splendid day ahead. Bye-bye.